All right, this side wins, I think, this time. That's good. Hey, it's great to be back here with you today. Thank you so much for coming. And this is a little different format, I understand, but thank you for indulging me. You know, usually when you hear piano music at church, you're doing other stuff, right? You're talking to people before or after the service, or you're trying to hit the right notes. But for a few minutes here this morning, you can just sit back, relax, and hopefully enjoy the music, and especially the message of the music. I've put a few words up on the screen, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you. Back in the early 1900s, there was a Sunday school teacher that was inviting kids to church. And he found a little girl one day, and he said, "Little girl, would you like to go to church?" And she said, "Well, I'd like to, but I don't have any clothes to wear." So Mr. Black got her some clothes, and for the next 2 years, Bessie didn't miss a single Sunday school class. They had an interesting way of calling the roll. They would, the teacher would say the child's name, and the child would respond with a verse of scripture that they had recently memorized. Not a bad idea for today. But this one particular day, Mr. Black called out her name and didn't hear anything. And it was so unusual that he looked up and he said, "Well, where's Bessie today?" And nobody knew. So after church, he went to her home and found a very sick little girl. He summoned his own personal doctor, and she was diagnosed with pneumonia. And a few days later, she died. Mr. Black was asked to sing at her funeral, which he did. But as he was walking home from the funeral, he couldn't help but remember that feeling he had when hearing Bessie's name and then hearing nothing. And then he got to thinking about another roll call that Bessie would not miss. And he wrote a song that we sing at church from time to time. It says, "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal, bright, and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." And I've added a few other instruments in the background as well. Hopefully, you'll enjoy this duet of "I'll Be There." Back in also in the mid-1900s, there was a couple that ran the Pacific Garden Mission. Any of you have ever heard of the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago? Okay, yeah, good, a number of you. That's where Unshackled is recorded as well. And, well, this couple ran the mission for a number of years. Ma and Pa Taylor, they were called affectionately. And Pa Taylor did the work with the men and the preaching. Ma Taylor did the cooking and cleaning and played the organ for services. Well, there was a guy that came in quite often, and they called him Mac. And Mac was visibly under conviction to be saved, but he did not respond. And finally, after several weeks, Ma Taylor went to him after one of the services and said, "Mac, why don't you give your life to Christ?" And he said, "Ma, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been." And she said, "Mac, it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters what Christ did on the cross." And a few days later, Mac did get saved. And as Ma Taylor contemplated that thought, she wrote a gospel song. And the words say this: "Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and its stain, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on him there. Calvary covers it all." Well, I know that we have some classical music connoisseurs here, Kim, Jason. I know that you're very classical music-minded. So I figured I should play a couple of classical things, okay? Now, don't panic. It's just a little bit in where I put them with a couple of hymns, all right? And so this first one is a Mozart sonata, and I put it together with a gospel song, Stepping in the Light. Many of our hymns in our hymnal were written out of real trial and tragedy in life. We'll talk about one of those in just a minute. But this next song was not. It was just written out of a daily walk with Jesus Christ. Robert Chisholm writes, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness." This will be set with Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Thank you.
All right, one more song before we do that. I'm going to play a medley of songs that have to do with light. And, oh, thank you very much. I think I ruined it there. Oh, no, it's there we go. That's fine. All right, thank you. This song is a song that has three different songs put together in a light medley. But I want to tell you about one of them. One of the songs was written by a young lady who wanted to be a missionary. And she actually wanted to go across, I think it was over to the New Guinea area. But she was preparing. She went to Bible college. Well, while she was in Bible college, her father took sick. And she came home to take care of him. And it was kind of a protracted event. And so it went on and on. And she found herself getting really frustrated because here she wanted to be out spreading the gospel around the world, and she's cooking and cleaning and doing laundry. And God had to work in her heart about contentment with where he put her at that time. And she wrote this gospel song that sometimes we sing kind of in a light, trite attitude. But listen to these words. The words say this: do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many deep duties ever near you now, be true and brighten the corner where you are. I'm a back pew Baptist, don't you know? To the front I just won't go, 'cause people might expect me to do all those things I ought to do. Down in front I might get stirred by the things that I have heard, and that's not good for me, you see. The back row pew is best for me. Way back here I'll sit and rest, then I don't have to do my best. My life may not be in accord, but I'm a back pew Baptist for my Lord. It's kind of nice back here. This is really cool. Hey, what's going on up there? I don't know. A singer singing way up there. I can't hear, but I don't care. There's more important things to do with others in this back row pew. When the preacher does his stuff, very soon I've had enough. Then I sit back and meditate on things that I appreciate. Way back here I'll sit and rest, then I don't have to do my best. My life may not be in accord, but I'm a back pew Baptist for my Lord. I wonder what it's like up there. Wow, let's go. Ooh, this is kind of strange feeling. Now one day at the front I'll be, there for everyone to see. It's when at last I come to die, and in the casket I shall lie. Then to heaven I'll surely go, for I'm saved by grace, you know. But when I get there, I shall see a back pew place in heaven for me. Way back here I'll sit and rest, then I don't have to do my best. My life may not be in accord, 'cause I'm a back pew Baptist for my Lord. All right, no offense. When I first sang that at my church, I told the guy who always sat in the back pew that I was going to do it that night. That night, he sat right here. Never did again, but that was great. Well, I'm going to do another song for you here, a couple more songs. This is a song originally written by a Sunday school teacher also. He wanted to move his kids from one room to another in an orderly fashion. So he wrote Onward Christian Soldiers so he could march them. Now, when I went to arrange the song, I wanted to give it a military feeling. So with my left hand, through most of the song, I'll be playing Reveille, which is a military theme. When I get to the second verse, I add some more soldier spirit to it, and I add charge at the same time. But I ran into a problem there on that second verse, because I'm playing Reveille with this hand and charge with this hand. The problem is, how do I play the melody on Onward Christian Soldiers? Most of you know. Watch carefully. Sorry, Kim, I'll wipe it off afterward, okay? Now you can say you met somebody that really knows how to play the... Yes, all right. This next song I was requested to play, and so I want to tell you a little bit about the song. H.G. Spafford lost much of what he owned in the Great Chicago Fire, and so he sent his wife and three little girls over to England on a ship called the Vildue Hauer. In transit, the Vildue Hauer was rammed by a tanker, and it sank, and Spafford's three little girls perished. As soon as he got the news, Spafford got on board a ship headed to England, and when they got to the place in the Atlantic where the Vildue Hauer went down, the captain notified him, and he wrote this song during that time. Now, let me ask this question. Why is it that some people can have absolutely everything? I mean, they've got nice cars and clothes and houses, and they're miserable. And other people can have relatively little, and they're content. How does that work? Well, the Apostle Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. You know, sometimes we look at that verse and we say, well, the Apostle Paul was just one of these bubbly people who just nothing fazed him. No, it doesn't say that. Sometimes we think, oh, he had probably a pretty easy life. No, he didn't. Listen to the verb he uses. For I have learned. In other words, it wasn't natural. It was something, contentment was something that God taught him. That tells me that when I go through a hardship in my life, none of us like that, but I have an opportunity to learn God's contentment during that time. Now think of that in light of what H.G. Spafford wrote. He says, he writes while standing on the deck of that ship, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul.